It looks like 2020 will be another difficult year for retail, with some major national retailers closing stores as more people shop online. Several of those national closures have affected retail centers in the Sacramento area. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. Some of the latest closures include fashion retailer Express, which is closing 100 stores, including a site in Sunrise Mall. And stationery company Papyrus is closing all its stores, including a location in Arden Fair Mall. Arden Fair is also losing its Gap Kids store. That's part of Gap's plan to gradually close about 230 locations, which was announced last year. Also, consumer electronics company Bose is closing 119 retail stores, including a site in the Folsom Premium Outlets.
Wow, that's a lot of stores. Why are they closing all at the same time?
Well, of course, every closure is different, but I think the general consensus is that it's an incredibly challenging time for brick-and-mortar retailers, and online shopping is a big part of that.
Okay, so it's a challenging time for brick-and-mortar retailers. Does that mean these spaces in shopping malls and other spots will stay empty for a long time?
In some cases, empty retail spaces do fill up. Some retailers, including certain clothing brands and experience-oriented offerings like makeup stores, are still expanding. However, it's also common to see a retail space sit empty for quite some time. Many companies just aren't opening as many stores anymore. That's why we've seen national news stories about mall landlords filling empty spaces with temporary pop-up concepts or even making concessions on rents. But decreased rents alone probably won't solve all the problems brick-and-mortar retailers are facing now. The Financial Times reported that Payless Shoe Source said it received significant rent concessions but still filed for bankruptcy in 2017.
And apparently it's a different story for the restaurant industry, where empty spaces often don't stay that way for long. Just this week, there was an announcement about the former Mother restaurant space in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, Nash and Proper, which won the latest installment of the Calling All Dreamers contest, will fill that space. Nash and Proper is known for its food trucks serving Nashville-inspired hot chicken. This will be its first brick-and-mortar restaurant. The location is expected to open in the spring.
And some of Mother Restaurant's former operators are working on something new too, right?
Yeah, some of the people previously involved in Mother are opening a new concept called Jim's Good Food in a space that once was Coconut's Fish Cafe on 16th Street in Sacramento. The restaurant will have the atmosphere of a diner, but its menu will deviate from standard diner offerings. Expect items such as seafood, burgers, and freshly made pastas. There will also be a strong vegetarian focus. The new eatery is expected to debut in upcoming weeks.
So is it only restaurants that move into spaces where other restaurants used to be?
Not necessarily. An interesting project is in the works at the former site of Chuck's Restaurant in Placerville. The longtime restaurant, which closed in 2013, is expected to reopen as one of Placerville's first cannabis dispensaries later this year. Annie Aubrey and local entrepreneur Kimberly Cargyle are spearheading the project. You might know Cargyle's name from A Therapeutic Alternative, one of Sacramento's more established dispensaries. The upcoming business on Broadway in Placerville will be called Chuck's Cannabis Collective, and the interior is expected to have a 1950s theme.
What, like pictures of Elvis and stuff like that? Or?
Well, yeah, that'll be interesting to see. The setup currently resembles an old-school diner, consistent with its restaurant past, and the operators expect to retain some of those interior features. You might even hear 1950s music playing.
And why are they doing that?
Well, the entrepreneurs behind the project say they're looking to market their products to Placerville's senior population. This atmosphere could be a part of that effort. Seniors are seen as one of the fastest growing groups that are purchasing and consuming cannabis.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.